What up, humanoids? It is your boy. It is the Chocolate Puma back, giving you what my loyal tens of listeners have been craving. If you would like to follow the show on the Twitters, basically just follow me on Twitter. That's at BTom20. Haven't been kicked off yet, still being ridiculous. If you want to email the show, feel free to email me at thepumapod@gmail.com. You got ideas for the show? You want to come on the show? You want to send me a pair of Space Jam 11 Jordans? By all means, just hit my line, baby. I'll accept it. I'm waiting for it. Just a quick episode this week. Got a couple of other things coming in the pipeline, getting a couple of things ready creatively. I think you kids will all enjoy. But since the last time we spoke, huge story in the sports world has come out. Per ESPN, the NFL and the NFL Players Association last week reached a settlement in the Deshaun Watson disciplinary matter, agreeing that the Cleveland Browns quarterback will serve an 11-game suspension without pay after he was accused by more than two dozen women of sexual misconduct during massage sessions. Watson will also pay a fine of $5 million and has to undergo mandatory evaluation by behavioral experts and follow their suggested treatment program. So the long saga of what would happen to Deshaun Watson has finally been decided. He gets essentially a slap on the wrist with 11 games and a $5 million fine. I mean, that's something, I guess. But after getting a fully guaranteed over $200 million contract, I don't think he's going to be crying about $5 million. Excuse me, $5 million. I mean, it is better than the six games that was suggested initially. But when you see guys get full suspensions for betting on games they weren't playing in, suspended for full seasons for smoking the marijuana, this punishment just rings a little hollow. And by no means am I saying that the NFL is who we should be looking to be bastions of morality, but damn, I mean, if you can't agree that with all of the credible claims against him, and as Judge Sue L. Robinson put it, when she suggested the first six game suspension, she called his behavior predatory and egregious. You would think that some calls for some unprecedented punishment, that would be something that would be warranted. Instead, I don't know, they treated him much better than they treated someone who, I don't know, would peacefully protest police brutality. And making it worse, there are photos of fans, and I use fans in quotation marks, just being really class acts. They got shirts and signs saying Deshaun Watson is innocent, and one fan even had his kid out and had a sign that said, fuck those bitches. So yeah, real class acts. And Watson, for his part, is also being a class act and refusing to take any responsibility, and basically has given a sorry you got offended ass apology. His suspension will start August 30th. He'll be eligible around Thanksgiving, and he'll be able to play against his former team in week 13. He's got to comply with the evaluation treatments. If he doesn't comply, reinstatement could be delayed. But let's be honest, the NFL is not the most credible in handing down punishments that, towards, when violent acts towards women are involved. I mean, we see all the stories of domestic violence and, those just kind of get swept under the rug, most notably being the Ray Rice situation where he's caught on tape just knocking out his now wife. And really, what got him in trouble was you know, the video came out. The NFL didn't really seem to give a damn. They just kind of gave him a slap on the wrist. But once that happened, then, you know, Baltimore kind of said, all right, you're not really good enough to warrant all this heat on us. So he met with the media after the announcement was made. And he said that I'm grateful that the disciplinary process has ended and extremely appreciative of the tremendous support I received throughout my short time with the Browns organization. I apologize once again for any pain the situation has caused. I take accountability for the decisions that I made. That's funny because later on when he met with the media, he said, I'll continue to stand on my innocence. Just because, you know, settlements and things like that happen doesn't mean a person is guilty. I feel like a person has an opportunity to stand on his innocence and prove that. And we proved that from a legal side and just going to continue to push forward as an individual, as a person. So is it you apologize for the pain and take accountability for decisions, or you ain't do shit? I mean, which is it? Is it Uchi Wally Wally or is it One Mike? Is it Black Girl? You know what I mean? Like, it's just insulting to me, his whole behavior. And then the people that will jump to his defense simply because he's a Black guy and they want to be like, you know, well, where were you when Robert Kraft did this? And, you know, blah, 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 blah. Well, the thing with Robert Kraft's situation, while fucked up, Robert Kraft didn't force himself on anyone. He was a part of a sex ring, but those women made a choice to, you know, they made a choice to offer that service to him. Whereas with Deshaun Watson, those women were not willing participants. So, yeah, no witty wrap up to that shit sandwich. I'm going to just go ahead and move on. Over in the Norway, we're going to go international. Norway's beloved Freya the Walrus had to be put down because she posed a, quote, continued threat to human safety, officials confirmed. Freya won the public's hearts when she would climb onto boats and, you know, get up close with tourists. So the public were told, basically, keep your distance. You know, while she was a young female, still a pretty massive animal and weighed over 1,300 pounds, people kept coming. Fisheries director Frank Doc Jensen said, through on-site observations the past week, it was made clear the public had disregarded the current recommendation to keep a clear distance to the walrus. Therefore, the directorate has concluded the possibility for potential harm to people was high and animal welfare was not maintained. And they follow up with, we have a great regard for animal welfare, but human life and safety must take precedence. And they said that the, quote, operation was conducted in humane fashion. So now that there is a dead walrus on their hands, the public has had a little bit of an outcry and began a campaign to get a statue of Freya to be put up. So let me get this straight. The public is warned to avoid the walrus because the walrus is out there doing walrus things. Where walruses reside, the public doesn't avoid the walrus, then they kill the walrus. And then these asshats want to put up a statue of her? Like, you could have just left her alone, seen the real walrus, albeit from a distance, and everybody would have been happy. But no, see, this is the problem with people. They ain't got no sense. So now we got a dead walrus simply because this walrus wasn't bothering anybody. Walrus was out here just being a walrus. And here we are. So not a light story. Again, Jesus Christ, this is being real depressing, I would say. I'll go ahead and just end on a quick one. It's a little bit of a rant. I don't even have notes on this one. But as you all know, I'm a diehard Chicago Bears fan. Yet, I live in Michigan, in the midst of a bunch of diehard Detroit Lions fans. So, while I applaud you guys for the moves that you've made this offseason, you seem to have a coach who, while he appears to be clinically insane, the players like him, and they play hard for him, they're not an embarrassment anymore. So, you know, that good for them. I am, however, getting a little bit tired of hearing the constant trash talk as if their team has been the one to win this so-called rivalry between Chicago and Detroit. Chicago's lost once in the last, what, 4 years? 5 years? Like, let's pump the brakes on that. You know, be happy you got a somewhat decent coach. Be happy you had a nice little draft. You got some nice little building pieces. That's something to be proud of. Take it one step at a time. However, you know, pump the brakes on trying to, you know, talk down on other teams. Like, I remember I went to the Bears-Lions game for Thanksgiving. It might have been about 3 years ago. And the trash talk from these guys, while we were in first place, mind you, just absolutely ridiculous. And don't get me wrong, I enjoy a little bit of trash talk when there's some common sense behind it. For instance, I hate the Green Bay Packers. However, they have whooped our monkey ass every time we've played them for probably the last decade. Therefore, I don't talk shit to the Green Bay Packers. I got no leg to stand on. It makes no sense. So Lions fans, act like you got some sense, okay? Be happy with the building blocks you got. I'm happy for you, okay? If nobody else is happy for you, your boy the Chocolate Puma is happy for you, all right? However, you are still the Detroit Lions. So until I see something happen to the contrary, I just got to roll with, what, 70 years of history? And on that note, and I'm sure my Detroit people aren't going to be happy with that last part, but hey, it is what it is, baby. So yeah, good luck this coming season. I hope you do well. I truly do. I'm a realist. I don't think my Bears are going to do very well. Maybe 5 wins. Maybe 4. That 4-6 range seems about right. I'm a realist, you know. But hey, if y'all want to live your head in the clouds, thinking you go win 13, 14 games with the ankle biter as your head coach, hey, by all means, if I'm not here to yuck your yum. If you like it, I love it. And on that note, this has been another episode of the Chocolate Puma Podcast. Again, if you want to email the show, email me at thepumapod@gmail.com. If you want to, you know, follow me on the Twitters, at BTom20. All right? So I will see you all in, what are we doing? Every other week on, yeah. I'll see you all in 2 weeks. So have a good day. Hug your people. Love your people. And I'm out.